If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We have been discussing some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers. According to the fatwas issued by martyr leader or Ayatollah Khamenei, may his soul be sanctified. And we'd like to continue along the same line. Let me ask you this question, Sheikh. What does the jurisprudence or Islamic fiqh say about failure to participate, or refusing to participate in the Friday prayers when it is established for the duty-bound, the mukallaf, that the imam is a liar? In other words, let me rephrase my question. Does lying count as a kind of, or cancel the justice of the imam?
Well, lying does not disqualify an imam, to be honest. Let's say there are different assumptions. Contradictions in the imam's speech are not enough to judge him a liar. Sometimes he might contradict himself for many reasons, okay? One of the reasons is that he might have made an honest mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he didn't want to make a mistake. Nobody wants to make a mistake. So he made a mistake by saying something which he thought to be correct, but later on it transpired that it was not correct. So it maybe from an audience perspective, that could have been considered, that could be considered a lie, an act of telling a lie, but that's not the case. No one should judge someone by contradicting himself. And then the thing is that he might have misremembered. He might have thought that, okay, he remembers it, but then he might have just it's a lapse of tongue or something, misremembrance. This occurs with different people. And then the next thing is that he might have used tawriya, which is permissible ambiguity. Mm. Ambiguity, like someone, tawriya is quite permissible in Shia jurisprudence. You may, in order to avoid telling a lie, you might tell something or say something that is true, but it's partly true. Yes, for example, someone comes to your door and tells you whether your father is inside or not, or is he in the house. You just say he's not here. By saying he's not here, you mean the very place where you are standing. Maybe your father might be in his room, but okay, that person is made to believe that his father is not there in the house. While the individual who said that my father is not here, he meant that his father is not here and right behind him, or maybe in front of him or very close to him. So that is it. Tawriya is permissible in Islam. And then he might have misunderstood a narration or a piece of information that he quoted or he spoke about. So it's also very much possible and very much likely that misunderstanding takes place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not permissible to deprive oneself of the benefits of Friday prayer due to weak assumptions about the imam's justice.
I see. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh. We have to actually take a break. And then when we come back after the break, we continue our program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Stay with us.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We have been talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers. According to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei, or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. Well, Sheikh Javid, is it necessary, is it obligatory for the follower or a duty bound to investigate about the justice of the Friday prayer imam or leader who has been appointed by a jurist leader, for example, all right?
Mm-hmm.
An adil or a just jurist leader, of course, or who's the mere fact that he has been appointed by or to lead the Friday prayers sufficient to determine his justice?
Well, if the designation or the appointment itself gives the followers a sense of trust, a sense of confidence that the imam must be just, since authorities normally select only just individuals, then this is enough. He doesn't have to go a long way to investigate. Even if he investigates probably as an ordinary person, he will reach nowhere. He will not come to a conclusion about the imam being just or unjust. Okay, so when a qualified authority, such as, for example, a wali faqih or a leader or a qualified mujtahid, appoints someone as a prayer leader, that gives me or you a sense of trust and confidence, and that's enough. No further investigation is necessary unless serious evidence appears to the contrary.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see. Well, should the imam of a mosque also be selected or decided and appointed by trustworthy scholars, or even appointed as the imam of the, like just like the imam of the Friday prayers, by the jurist leader? Or is it just, you know, evidence enough, like if it is appointed by, for example, the religious scholars or trustworthy scholars, or appointed by jurist leader, it's evidence enough that he's just?
Right.
Or is it necessary to investigate about his justice?
Well, I think just like I said in my answer to the previous question, in the same vein, if trustworthy scholars or the jurist leader, wali faqih,
mm-hmm.
appoints someone as imam, as prayer leader, and this creates confidence in the minds of the followers about his justice, then he can be followed in prayer. That imam of the local mosque or any other mosque can be followed in prayer. And no independent investigation is required.
I see. Well, is it necessary, Sheikh Javid, to repeat the prayers one has just offered or said behind a Friday prayer imam whose justice is questionable? Or, God forbid, if it is established that the imam is not just?
Well, if after completing the prayer the follower doubts the imam's justice, right? Or learns that the imam was not just, so there are two scenarios. Doubts that the imam might be unjust, he might be someone like an aggressive or oppressive individual. So this is one. Or he comes to know that the imam was not just. So in these two scenarios, of course, he does not need to repeat the Friday prayer. The prayer is valid because validity is determined by the conditions at the time of prayer, based on what the follower reasonably believed. Okay, so at the time of the prayer, you thought that okay, the imam was just, he had all the conditions, he met all the conditions that were required for a prayer leader. So you just trusted him and you offered your prayers behind him. Okay, maybe in the following years that imam seems to you, or you come to know that that very same imam is not just. So it doesn't mean that you should repeat all the prayers that you offered behind him.
I see.
Otherwise, if you're supposed to repeat, it will lead to some kind of problem and difficulty, hardship. Mm-hmm. Okay, how can you repeat? Or for example, if you offered prayers behind an imam for 30 years, you want to repeat those prayers? That is not possible.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take another break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. Don't go away.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Respected dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are speaking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers. According to fatwas issued by Shahid Ayatollah Khamenei, or martyred Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, what's the rule regarding one's participation in Friday prayers offered in Europe or other places rather than the Islamic countries, conducted by, for example, some university students from Islamic countries, and most of the participants and imam of the Friday prayer are usually the Sunni brothers? And is it obligatory in this case, for example, to offer the noon prayer after the Friday prayer?
Good. Well, this is a very frequently asked question. The religious authorities generally have said that there's no objection to participating in such Friday prayers for the sake of, number one, unity, number two, reducing sectarian tension, number three, maintaining a positive presence of Islam. Okay, mm-hmm. These are the three main goals for which a person can attend Friday prayer. Now, the prayer leader might be a Sunni, but okay, to show unity, to just help decrease sectarian tension, and to show the positive presence of Islam, will justify your act of following a Sunni leader in Friday prayer. And not to mention the fact that because the Friday prayer is an alternative obligation in the Shia jurisprudence, it is recommended afterward to pray Zuhr as a measure of precaution. According to Shahid Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Al-Khamenei,
yes,
may Allah bless his soul, of course. But when it comes to certain other scholars like Ayatollah Sistani, he's of the view that, okay, if you want to offer a Friday prayer led by Sunni, by a Sunni imam, then you have to, it is wajib. It is wajib to offer
the noon prayer.
It's wajib. And if it come, when it comes to any other Friday congregational prayer, not Friday prayer, of course you are supposed, according to Ayatollah Sistani, to recite Hamd and Surah by yourself.
Mm.
And that means that the prayer you are attending is not a congregational prayer. It is farada for you because you recite Hamd and Surah in the two chapters, which you are supposed to listen to the imam.
Yeah.
Okay, but here, according to His Eminence, you should recite Hamd and Surah. So that there is a difference of opinion between His Eminence, Shahid Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Al-Khamenei,
yes,
and Grand Ayatollah Sistani.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. That was our guest speaker who were shedding light on some of the jurisprudential laws related to Friday prayers. Thank you for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم
لا إله إلا هو